his friends. This year should be a special schus for my beloved friend Rav Chaim Shirak Shlita. He and his whole family. They should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol maaseh yedeihem. And this is based on the Torah of Hagona Gadol, Rav Baruch Dov Favarsky Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva Yeshiva Sponovich. In Sukkah Nav Beis Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says that if a sukkah is higher than 20 amis, it's pasul. The Gemara says, Minani Mili, how do we know this? So Rabbi says, because the pasuk says, Laman Yedu Dorasechem, keep a sukkah so shafti, in order that your generation should know that I placed you in sukkahs. So higher than 20 amis, a person doesn't know he's in the sukkah, because he can't see it, it's not within the vision of his eye. Or Shalta Ba'ena. Reb Zeira says that above 20 amis, Ein adam yoshev b'tzel sukkah el b'tzel d'fanos. Above 20 amis, you're not sitting in the shade of the sukkah, rather in the shade of the walls. Rav Amr mehacha b'sukkahs teishu shivas yamim. Amr Torah kol shivas hayamim. Se mediras keva v'shev b'diras arai. L'malam me'asir ma'am ein adam osa diras adiras arai l'diras keva. So the pasuk says that you should sit in sukkahs for 7 days. Torah says all 7 days, go out of your permanent dwelling and sit in your temporary dwelling. So above 20 amis, a person doesn't make his dira a temporary dwelling, rather a permanent dwelling if it's that high. So memela, make it lower, which could have the status of a temporary dwelling. So those are the three reasons given in the Gemara why a sukkah is not allowed to be higher than 20 amis. Either because you can't see the schach, rabbah, Reb Zeira, because you're not sitting in the tzel of the sukkah, rather of the walls. You're sitting in the shade of the walls, and Rava says because it's above 20 is people make diras kevas and not diras arais, and we want you to be sitting in a diras arai. It's written in the name of Reb Chaim Brisker that in the Iker Din of Sukkah all we have are defanos and schach. Vehu hu guf ha-sukkah. That's the very body of the sukkah. But there's no din karka in the sukkah. Karka is not part of the heftz of the sukkah at all. That's the chiddush of Rav Chaim Halevi. That the karka, the ground of the sukkah, is not part of the heftz of the sukkah. In Sukkah Dav Tesa Mar Aleph it says, Amar Reb Shimon Shimon Rabbi Akiva, how do we know that Atzei HaSukkah are Aser Bahana all 7 days? Because it says Chag HaSukkahs. Just like Shem Shamayim is Chal HaNechagiga, it says Chag HaSukkah. So just like Shem Shamayim is Chal HaNechagiga, so too Shem Shamayim is Chal on the Sukkah. And we learn Sukkah from Chagiga. Le'inyan Iser Hana. You're not allowed to get Hana from the Sukkah, just like you're not allowed to get Hana from the Chagiga. They both have Shem Shamayim. Just like you're not allowed to get Hana from a carbon, you're not allowed to get Hana from the Sukkah. This is Machlokas Rishonim, famous Machlokas. The Rambam holds that even Atzei Defanos, the Eitzim of the walls, are Aser Bahana. The Rosh holds that the Iser is only the Schach, which is the Iker Gufa Sukkah. Rashi writes, Al Shema Schach Nikra Sukkah. Reb Chaim says that Nira B'Pshuto, that everybody holds that the Karka is not Aser Bahana. And that's because the karka itself is not part of the guf hasukkah. Ayin b'gemara b'davav amid beis, that we learn from the pasuk of sukkos, which is written without a vav twice, and sukkos, it's written with a vav. So that's four sukkoses. With a vav, it's plural, so that's two, and then two sukkahs without the vav. So that's another two, singular. So one is for the gufa sukkah, and the other three are the defanos. So you have one for the schach, and three for the defanos, that's four. So you see that the sukkah are the defanos and the schach, and the karka is not miguf hasukkah. Now, l'chora, yesh l'ayin. Because if this is true, why if a sukkah is higher than 20 amos, is it puzzle? He can get on the table and sit on the table. And then the Torah's sukkah is going to start from there. And then it's no longer higher than 20 amos. And who cares that he has defanos lower than the level on which he's standing. It's not migare at all, because you can start the hechsher sukkah min ha'emsa below karka. What do we need the karka for? Who cares about the karka? According to Reb Chaim. And then it turns into a sukkah magically less than 20 amas high. So Bishlema l'Rava, who said that 20 higher than 20 amas is not roi l'diris arai, it's keva. So we can say that b'chai gavna, that the amidas hadafanus is on the karka, so it's not ruuya lios diris arai, it has toras keva. Because so if the sukkah, the cheft of the sukkah is higher than 20 amas. But according to Rab and Reb Zera, that the psul is al tzitzel or lo shelta be'ena, if you're sitting l'mali, you're sitting on a table, so then the sukkah should start mimakom yeshivasa, from where you're sitting, and now it's less than 20 amas. Or what about today, where people can go up to outer space? How about this, Moriv Rambosai? A sukkah in outer space, and all it has, it's floating up there. We've all seen pictures of the man on the moon, right? He sort of floats up there. So you have a floating sukkah, and he's floating in the sukkah, and there's no ground. It's not on the ground. So can you keep the mitzvah of sukkah in outer space? Me'od me'od ma'anyein. If it doesn't need, if the ground, you don't need a ground, then l'choriyah. Vanira lo'imar b'zeh. And to talk about a diras arai, there's no more arai than being in outer space, right? That's definitely temporary. So it appears follows that even though the karka is not miguf ha-sukkah, v'ikar shem bayis v'tarez dira v'sukkah, is as Reb Chaim says, only on the defanos and the schach, nevertheless, there is also a halacha about a sukkah that it's only kosher if it's on the ground. Because that's derech binyan habatim. There's a famous chedushi harim in Simon Yudalit in his tshuvas, where he says that the Torah was given kiderech, like the normal way people do things. So it's normal to have a sukkah on the ground. Derech binyan habatim she'ein bonim batim haporchim ba'avir. You don't build homes that float in the air. And therefore, there is only going to be a hechsher sukkah when the sukkah is omedes al hakarka. And it emerges that even though the karka is not part of the gufa sukkah, the guf mitzvah sukkah are the defanos and the schach. However, it's a tenai that it can't be a sukkah without the ground. It needs to have a place. It needs to have some terra firma, some firm ground on which to stand. And according to this, we understand that as far as the din of Isser Hanah goes, the Isser Hanah is only on the guf ha-sukkah atzma, which is the schach and the walls, and on that there's Shem Shamayim. Hu l'das harambam hadefanos v'haschach. So the guf ha-sukkah, according to the Rambam, are the walls and the schach. The karka is not miguf ha-sukkah, there's no iser hana. But in the din of a sukkah, which is gavol amala me'esrim ama, you can't say it's going to have Torah sukkah mea emsa, umimakom yeshivaso, because then we're going to be viewing this sukkah as not being on the ground, and therefore it's not kosher. Because you need a ground for a sukkah. It has to be standing on something firm. That's the tenai in the sukkah. So this whole inyan of a sukkah in outer space wouldn't fly, if you'll excuse the pun, right? Because there's no ground, that l'chor is a tenai, and therefore to make a sukkah in the middle, you put a table smack in the middle of the sukkah, and then you say, oh, I'm sitting on the table, I don't need defanos. So, right, because you have, I don't need karka. So he looks on the side, he has walls, and he has a roof, so everything should be cool. But no, but if it doesn't have a ground, he wants to view the sukkah as not having a ground, if it's higher than 20 amas, and he's saying that it just doesn't have a ground, then that would not go, because you need a proper ground for the sukkah. That's a tenai in Hechsher Sukkah. Obviously, we all know the sugya a little bit later on in the parak about building an itztaba in the middle of the sukkah. But that's proper karka. But here, to say that you're just going to stand on the table and you're going to be right there, it's talking about where it's closer to the walls. But here, if you're far away from the walls and you're putting a table right in the middle and you're saying Beseder, I'm standing on the table, and now it's lower than 20, that would not be a kosher sukkah, because we're saying, oh, I don't have a ground to this sukkah. So you can't have a sukkah without a ground. The sukkah needs a ground, and therefore the ground is where the defanos are standing. That's proper ground. So you need a Torah's Hechsher sukkah mimokom amidos hadefanos, which is lemata. In the Yerushalmi, in the first parak of sukkah, it says taninan taman hamashal shal defanos melemalan lemadan. If you roll down the walls from above to below, if they're higher, three tzvachim from the ground, three tzvachim off the ground, or more, it's pasul. Vam Rabbi Babar Memel, Kshena Yoshev Ochel B'tzilan Shel Defanos. Avalema Yoshev Ochel, says this, we're talking about where you're not sitting and eating in the shade of the walls. Avalema Yoshev Ochel B'tzilan Shel Defanos Ksheira. But if you're sitting and eating in the wall of the Defanos, then it's kasher. I'm Reb Yusa Les Hadad, the Reb Elazar Bar, to Reb Abba Bar, to Reb Babar Memel, Abba Bar Memel. It's not true what Babar Memel said. L'chora, we have a machlokas here in the Yerushalmi, that Reb Abba Bar Memel holds that the karka is not included in the sukkah and the heksha sukkah. And therefore, if you're sitting higher up, b'tzel shel defanos, then it's okay. Right, even if they're not reaching the ground, but if the walls won't come to you, you come to the walls. He elevates himself to the walls. So now he's sitting, he takes an elevated platform, and now he's sitting in the wall of the Defanos. But that would not be, that according to Rabbi Abraham Memel is Beseder. Even though the Defanos are not Magil Aretz, and they're not within three Tvachim of the ground, but according to him it's Beseder, because you elevated yourself. Because now you have Mechitzis of 10 tefachim, and everything is cool. And in that, Rabbi Yusuf says, "Lo less hadad, Rabbi Abba Bar Memel." Pnei Moshe said, "Lav milsi, but lo samchinin la." We're not samich on that. In other words, "Lo yitochin sukkah ba'avir." You can't have a sukkah in midair. So to say that, no, it's fine that even though the walls don't go down, we're going to go up to the walls, and the sukkah is going to start in midair. That you can't do, because you need a ground for a sukkah. Sukkah daf lamed aleph amud aleph. We see. But in sukkah gzula, that if a person goes to karka chaver when he builds a sukkah, l'mandamar karka negzeles, it's pasul midin gzula. But according to the garach, what's the problem? The karka is not part of the sukkah at all, and therefore it's not aser b'hano. So why is there a psul of sukkah gzula of a stolen sukkah? So based on what we said, we can explain that nevertheless, since ein hechsher sukkah el ala karka, since hechsher sukkah is only with a ground, so the ground is a tenai for the whole Torah sukkah, and you need lehechsher sukkah that it should be standing on the ground, otherwise it's pasul. And therefore, as far as the sukkah gzula is concerned, since the karka is part of the makom hasukkah that's required for its hechsher, if it's gzula, it's not beseder. So it's considered a sukkah gzula. So originally we asked, what's the problem of sukkah gzula mandam or karka nigzalis? But we don't care about the karka. The answer is no, it's still makom hasukkah. It might not be part of the of what's aser b'hana, of the ikar sukkah, of the ikar chefs of the sukkah is the defanos and the schach according to the Rambam. But there still is a need for karka, and therefore we can talk about karka being nigzalis, and it's pasul midin gzula. Okay. Very interesting in Yanim, and we have a lot more to say. B'li neder b'siyata d'shmaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach to say it, and the financial means, and hopefully we'll be able to be mamshich further. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.